Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just watched season 2, episode 6 of Wynonna Earp, Whiskey Lullaby. That's a good title for this one.
Mm-hmm. Works really well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This episode, I really remembered.
Yep.
There was so much happening. I was like, oh, I remember this one.
Yep. And that part, and this part.
Oh, and- yeah. And then this is coming.
Well, yeah. You guys did not let on, so it was very good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad mm-hmm. that we didn't spoil it for you. Yeah. Wow. This is, I feel like, for me, the most sort of heavy emotionally that we've seen yet in all of Wynonna Earp. There's mm-hmm. just so much going on that's not just demons, but like real world implications.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're just the catalyst to get a bunch of relationship things happening, because that's happening all over the place.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. It starts off like Dahl's really like is coming on real strong. Like,
oh, he had his game face on.
Oh, right.
Mm, yeah.
Reaching across the table to grab her hand.
And he was so affable and friendly and smiley, and you're just like, aw.
We've been watching all those sort of behind the scenes mini episodes, and Shamir Anderson just seems like this really like relaxed, cool guy.
Yeah, he seems the most like that. Yeah,
yeah. And Dahl's has started wearing his hat because Black Badge is gone, and
also
there are no rules.
You did ask for it, and they heard
it happened. It's amazing the power that I have. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. Be careful what you wish for next. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna think very long and hard.
Yeah, and she's just not having it. I mean, it makes part of me wonder, what if she wasn't pregnant? Like, what mm-hmm. would she do then?
Yes.
Would it actually even be any different, or would she still be dodging him?
I'm not sure, because I think she's so uncomfortable with emotions that she just is awkward around them, because she does the same thing to Doc. She's never really comfortable with it.
No, I mean, the flirtation that she's had with Doc has always been very sort of like semi-adversarial in very like kind of either that or just over the top silly in a way that makes you feel like she's not like,
or
there's
shut
no danger.
Down like then she shuts it down whenever it gets remotely serious,
too real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now like she's got the realest thing possible going on.
Yeah,
she's growing a person.
Mm-hmm. How great was it for them to like fast forward that whole and just bring everything mm-hmm. at lightning speed, right? She doesn't have time anymore. There's such a theme of that. Well, obviously there's a theme of that throughout the whole episode, but
well, and it takes away the choices that she might have had around whether or not to have the baby. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like that choice was taken away from her.
Yeah. Yep. Which I love that scene at the end, just jumping ahead to the end of the episode mm-hmm. with her and Waverly talking about how she just like, you know, the universe has never given her a choice. She's been on two different kinds of birth control since she was 13 years old. And somehow this still managed to happen.
Yeah.
And she's being responsible.
Yeah. And the Sandman says that there's obviously something different mm-hmm. about her child, because she shouldn't have kept growing it during the spell.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, nothing can
told
be
simple. Told you, longevity sperm.
Mm-hmm. But that whole, and also, since we're talking about the end, that note,
Doc, and his pretty cursive writing, of course, because that's all they did back then.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, I mean,
I am all in.
I choked up when he was choking up and couldn't, in that first moment where he just couldn't deal, which is similar to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 That's why they're a good match. It's right. They can't deal
Neither
with emotions.
Of them can handle things.
Yep. Yeah. Oh man. Just what a performance from both of them. And I just have to like say super bravo to the writing, because that scene could easily have been overwritten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was so little dialogue, and it was so much of it was just done with the performances and in the direction, and like, you know, getting the right shots to be able to see what each of them were feeling and then in relationship to each other. It was just masterful.
Yeah. That slow stand up while they're looking into each other's eyes, and just so much power between them.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about
it. Me too. Speaking of goosebumps, icky goosebumps, we had Tucker back.
Oh, I hate that kid.
Yeah. He's a piece of work. That is what I am going to call him. A piece of work.
I will say that I am intrigued by the fact that he is not just going along with the two widows.
Yeah, he pulled that
like
move.
He is his own disgusting, terrible human being.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? He can't be bought. He can't be manipulated.
Well, he can be shot, though.
Thankfully.
Good job, mm-hmm. Nicole. I bet she's been wanting to do that for a long time.
Yeah, and maybe shoot something else on him, not just his shoulder.
Hear, hear.
Well, and the fact that he took so much initiative, shall I say, to cut the
he's
head
a,
off.
He's an evil go-getter.
I was like, to cut off the head of the stone witch, which that is so anticlimactic because that she's hanging over, you know, she's sitting out there in those salt flats. What's going to happen when she's going to come? Oh, she's not coming back, I guess. Dead.
And I have no idea what that means. And you said something, Annette, about how maybe... Well, just Doc couldn't hurt her.
Yeah, well, because we were thinking that if she dies, he dies, but clearly he didn't. So although we were theorizing why.
My theory was maybe because I think he did that, Tucker did that, in the midst of this, you know, several weeks.
Right.
Where time doesn't exist. Yeah. So there's like a window there.
Yeah, so maybe that's like a get out of jail free card for Doc. I don't know.
My theory was maybe that Doc can't hurt her, but that she is not.
Could. Yeah, because we only ever saw when it was him shooting her that caused the wound to appear on him.
That's true.
So we have no answers. We may never have answers.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But poor Stone Witch is
looking rough. Shoes. Her mascara and eyeliner long gone.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's looking a little parched.
She looked as burned out as her poor pink car after that one episode away.
I miss the pink car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I kind of like Doc's new car.
Yeah, that's good with its cassette deck.
He's so old school. We're soulmates, obviously.
Do you also have a cassette player in your vehicle?
No, but I still have CDs, which makes me a grandma in this day and age.
I suppose. I suppose that's true. Yeah, so Tucker dived out the window and I don't know if he had killed the Stone Witch previously and just went to get her head. It sounds like maybe he did because he said, I did something that they won't forgive me for.
He interpreted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was just pissed off enough that he just went and got the head and left it on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And one of them got winged by Peacemaker.
Yep.
And it didn't have an effect. It did have.
It did have an effect.
Yep. So she has like that burned. Yep.
And they don't really see. Like they didn't seem to know about Winona. The Sandmen had to tell them that it was the Earp error. And
which kind of made me laugh too, because you know the one who's pretending to be Mercedes walked in, and that was who Winona used. Oh, sit down to like you know deflect from having to talk to Doc, and like you know you could have been lady. The heir is right in front of you. You're not paying any attention to who this is or what is happening. So they've been very focused on finding their seals, which now they have broken two of, and apparently there are three. So
and controlling Tucker.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Using him to get what they wanted. I mean, if it wasn't for him, they probably wouldn't have been able to access the Sandman creature's powers.
Yes.
I think he only got in because he was human, is what it looked like.
Yeah.
And he had that ring around his neck that they gave him.
Yeah, which must have been some sort of a charm to keep him safe from whatever kind of magics. What's his noodle had. Yeah. I did think it was kind of sweet that like he just wanted to save his daughter. And then we had Dolls just like running hot and cold and hot and cold.
Oh, what is up with him?
At the end, complex feeling when Winona turns up pregnant, probably by Doc. Well, also we at the very beginning of the episode, we were all squeeing about their relationship and how Doc walks in and says,
don't talk about my partner's ass.
Don't talk about my partner's ass. And we're all like, partner. And so they're hitting this beautiful groove, which has been building up for a few episodes. And then this happens.
But I mean, okay, so Dolls kisses Winona.
Yes.
Knowing that she's pregnant and tells her she's amazing. She's an amazing deputy. He tries to
backtracks hard.
But you don't kiss. Yeah. You can't. Like, whatever.
You can't.
Yeah.
We know what you meant.
Yep. And then the very like next scene that they are together, he's being a super cold hard ass saying, do your job, deputy. Kill this guy in cold blood, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
she doesn't seem happy about it.
And I think the way that kiss went, I felt that she was showing some openness towards him, despite what's going on. You're going, oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe. And then when he does that, well, that just seems to be shutting all the doors right in that direction.
And maybe, what is he doing, sort of that same thing that we thought maybe Doc was doing previously? Yes,
being the bigger man.
Yeah,
maybe.
Being like, you know, I'm going to try to make this decision for you, mm-hmm. and you should be with the father of your child, and which is, you know, kind of the same thing that Waverly was yes. doing at yeah. the beginning of the episode. And I really appreciated the writing in this story and how Wynonna just gave it right back to her and said, you know what? It's my body. It is my choice. I get to decide what I'm going to do, who I'm going yep. to tell, when it's going to happen. Stop judging me. And I was like, you go, sister.
Right? Like, Wynonna does not need people making decisions for her. She no. does not yep. love that.
Well, and when she was saying that she's not disabled, she's not incapable, she's mm-hmm. not now suddenly stupid, she can still function. Be doing her job and function.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of Alias in, I think it's season 4, the final season, when Jennifer Garner gets pregnant and her character also gets pregnant, uh-huh. Sydney Bristow, and she's still out there not kicking as much ass as when she wasn't mm-hmm. pregnant, but you still had scenes where she was pregnant and still being mm-hmm. a spy, still fighting. And I like love that.
Yeah.
Like, yep. We're not suddenly, you know, fragile little flowers the second you're pregnant.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So true. So true. And I feel like, I do feel like Waverly had some good points in terms of, you know,
honesty.
Honesty. Yeah. Like these yeah. are like, if Dolls is making his move and he,
and you she know, needed to know that going into it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. But I do feel like, yeah, it was very poorly sort of phrased. She was kind of doing the, you know, you are my messed up sister, Wynonna, yeah. so I am going to lecture you, which is a thing that, you know, in many cases probably was perfectly fine. But in this situation, I think a softer touch would have probably been a little bit more appropriate.
Yeah. I think she redeems herself a bit in the end yeah. when she says to the boys, back off, give her some time.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll come back and just let her deal.
Yeah, she gets all of the time and space that she needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. And then she's right there by her side at the end of the episode, and you know,
and not lying to her. Yeah. Like she was like, I can't tell you it's going to be
yes.
okay.
Yes. Yeah,
but that's we're good. In this together, right? Yep. Like that's huge. Mm-hmm.
God, I love the sister relationship in this mm-hmm. show. It is not unrocky all along. Like, you know, there are yeah. bumps in the road, but they definitely love each other. And
but it feels more real because of that.
Exactly.
I think mm-hmm. it's not oh, yeah. some happy, sweet, saccharine thing. It just feels like they have real honesty, real truth, real mm-hmm. Real love and friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I liked Wynonna saying to Waverly, too, that, like, at least, you know, somebody in this family should have a healthy romantic thingamajig or whatever.
Yeah, thingamajig. Let's
yep.
go.
Yep. And to see Waverly and Nicole together that's heartening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to be able to move past all the mm-hmm. demon possession yep. stuff.
Yep.
Well, and it's also nice to see, it's not like some shows have to keep everything unstable, and it's just nice yes. when can we just have something to mm-hmm. hang on to?
Something's okay.
We just right. need to see them together so that we can feel that there's something good in this world.
Yep. Something we can count on. Let us count on it.
Yeah. Right. And not that they don't have issues or like real conversations or real right. challenges, mm-hmm. but they, you, I think at this point, I'm feeling a lot of trust in that they're going to work through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sure seemed like it.
Yep.
Whereas we don't know what's up with that little love triangle.
Yeah.
We never do. Uh-uh. I really enjoyed Jeremy in this episode.
Oh my God, he's so good.
I'm going to use math to figure it out.
Yep. Oh, and like, I feel tingly, all the energy drinks. And the thing where he's like, so they're on the stairs and he's like, I failed my firearms training 4 times. And then he's the one that drank enough Red Bull or whatever it was to be able to actually get up and you think for a second.
He's going to shoot the gun.
He's going to do it. He's
yeah, gonna you're like, save it's going to be day. Amazing. Save the day.
And he kicks a can and they turn around and knock him right out. Ugh. Yeah.
Classic Jer.
It really was. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of Jeremy and Black Badge Division, we got a little bit of information about them right off the
cuff yeah.
mm-hmm. in the opening sequence. Moody, was that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was there and was imparted the little tidbit that Black Badge is not a government organization, and it never was, and it has completely ghosted them. He seems to be not an entirely bad guy because he actually gives them the file about the creepy widows.
Yep. Yeah,
but at the same time, washing their hands of
it. Yeah, him. Knowing they're out there and being like, and we're done.
Yeah. Well, and I feel if they've pulled out completely, there seems a risk of them still just bombing the whole triangle.
That's
at some
true.
Point.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you took your people out and you're just going to bomb everyone who's left. I don't know.
And how do you do that if you're not a government organization? Like, it happened in that town in, like,
blame it on Russia,
New Mexico or whatever. There you go. So like it's happened before. So they must at least have some sort of government connections. But yeah,
they certainly pretended to up until this point because they had the CSIS U.S. Marshal connection,
And they
said
they had badges and everything.
Yes, they said Canada and U.S. on them.
Cross border task force.
They're just really good at lying.
It was
we're
all
suckers.
A lie. It was all a lie. Well, obviously. So dolls.
Yes.
It's all bigger than we thought, which is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we mosey?
I don't think so.
I think I'm done.
All right. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.